We shot the model the first season, and then as we have grown, we've kind of, you know, put a couple extra scrapes and dents into that sexy model. But we didn't want to put it into the actual model, so we've taken those mocap information, and we've updated the actual model so that it blends in with that season. So it's not like, oh wait, this is from that season, but we just, you know, we loved it so much we didn't want to replace the ship. So we still use the technique as if it was model shooting, but it is a lot of digital.
Right. And you're talking mocap, aka motion capture. So you're bringing an actual physical model into a virtual world. Is that the idea?
Yes.
So the whole paradigm of how to shoot these has been flipped on its head.
Yeah,
like, I remember the old cranes, the old cranes that had to go into it. So how are you shooting it? Like, are you putting it on a stage and just taking shots, or?
Yeah, they did that for the first season. They, you know, they did all kinds of up downs through over through the model, and then we put that data into, you know, our nuke scripts or anything, and tracked on. And put, you know, the stars in the background or whatever planets and stuff, just so that it had that real camera feel, so that you felt like, you know, that camera is in space and it's looking at that ship. And then as we progress through season two and season three, we've kind of lost the actually shoot it on set, but we haven't lost the
feel,
and the, you know, technique of actually like, okay, so we're going, you know, over, under, around the ship. We still want to feel like
real camera
that
moves.
Ship is in space and you guys just happen to be on the fly that's checking it out. Like,
we really try not to do anything that a real live camera couldn't capture in some way, even if it's somebody in a fake spaceship following along with our real spaceship.
Yeah,
because that's the minute you lose all sense of reality. But there's no way in hell that this baby behind us, we could put it through those kind of contortions, and or some of the more stuff. We've gotten more ambitious and more complicated in our sequences, so we'd literally break the model. I'm not even being figurative. We'd literally break the model.
Yeah, and I was.
The digital model does have, you know, it does have a real world scale, so it is, you know, hundreds of feet wide, high, you know, so we do have those dimensions. So when it is flying in battle, we're not, you know, it's not like a feather in space. Like, we're actually like, okay, this thing is, you know, 80 million tons. How would it actually go through space?
Yeah.
Like, how does that kind of work? Obviously, like, there's not real fire in space. My NASA friends are telling me that stuff's not real, but we are still trying to make it feel and, you know, have it depict what it might look like as far as we know. What that kind of stuff looks like now.